No. It would be against the very nature of what bin Laden and Zawahiri are all about. And it would be like asking bin Laden to commit suicide. I mean, the short answer would be no. They are not in a business from which they can gracefully retire. And it would go directly against everything that bin Laden has now been saying for years about the nature of the struggle that he sees himself in and his commitment to it.
Well, it's very clear to me that this move by bin Laden is political in nature somewhat. He says that it's time for the Muslim community to stop paying lip service and dealing with the problem that bin Laden has created for the Muslim community in their spare time. He says it's time to be more aggressive, and to use his words, it's time for the Muslim community to tell bin Laden and his organization, enough is enough. And so what he's saying, as crazy as it may sound, that, look, you need to stop this, think about it, think about the outcome, and think about another way to do what you want to do. And he needs to hear it from the Muslim community. This is not the first time somebody's written a letter to bin Laden saying this.
It's a great message, and it makes a lot of sense. And with other terrorist leaders and other circumstances, we've seen some similar things where a leader did move in that direction. And I'm thinking of people like Öcalan of the PKK and Guzman of Sendero Luminoso. In each case, that was a jailhouse conversion. But the difference there was, I mean, especially with someone like Öcalan, there were specific political objectives that a community, in that case the Turkish Kurds, could hope to achieve, at least partly through a more peaceful route. But the nature of bin Laden's ideology and objectives is such that that is not possible. There's nothing to negotiate. There isn't a peaceful way to deal with nation states or others to establish the caliphate that he has said he's trying to reestablish. So although the logic of the message that you cite is a very good one, and one should only applaud it, I think it's totally unrealistic to expect bin Laden and Zawahiri to respond positively.
I don't think he realistically expects them to do that, but I think it's a more political message.
The message you cite, I take his phrasing of it as, ostensibly addressed to bin Laden as more of a rhetorical device. It's his real audience more is other Muslims, even though this is a nice way to phrase it, that if this particular person, bin Laden, and the other Al-Qaeda leaders really had the best interest of the larger Muslim community truly at heart, this is what they would do. I doubt there was any real expectation on his part, any more than on mine or yours, that he would get a response, but it's a nice way to make the point.
So do you think that this may, based on, I don't know, any indicators recently that he might get any traction? Because, there have been the people who were in the Muslim Brotherhood with Zawahiri, a couple of individuals who've written similar letters in the past, but I think they were religious figures. But him being a former frontline fighter, do you think this might be any different and there might be any traction? He might get any traction within the Muslim community with this?
Yes, he might. And one can point to other larger trends in opinion in many majority Muslim countries, as reflected in opinion polls, that suggest over the most recent several years the appeal of bin Laden's ideology has lessened, that there is more questioning as to the impact of what he's done and the harm that it's caused to Muslims as well as non-Muslims, and the ultimate bankruptcy of the ideology that he offers. So my short answer is yes. I think there is a more of potential for traction for a message like this. And coming from someone who had been involved directly in the dirty business, it in some ways will have even more potential for traction than coming from some other sources.
Former CIA officer Paul Pillar, currently a professor at Georgetown. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.